bonus track. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. This is Marty Angel, your host, and I am so incredibly grateful for you to be here on this podcast and this episode. You know, there are no coincidences in this world. There is no coincidence that you stop by to hear this episode. It is important that you understand that sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Español, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Hablamos Español, hablamos Inglés, y a veces hablamos Spanglish. But any way you look at it, this episode is going to be amazing. Once again, this is Marty Angel, your host, Empowering Latina Coach. I am a Latina business coach, and I help the bilingual Latina women entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six figures. I love coaching the mujerpreneur. But let's get to it. You will enjoy today's episode. I'm so excited. Hoy vamos a tener una plática sumamente importante. Yo sé que les va a gustar. Ready? And today's episode is sponsored by...
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. By the time that you're actually listening to this podcast, let me tell you that we're going to be right into the throes of Hispanic Heritage Month. And that didn't used to mean a lot for me as an educator. That was really important because I needed to teach that in my bilingual classes. But today I want to share with you because there's still a lot of people that don't understand what Hispanic Heritage Month is all about. As I said before, welcome, 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 everybody. Bienvenidos a este show de Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I'm so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you that are here listening or watching on YouTube, because now I have expanded to video podcasting. So the beauty is you can watch me while I'm podcasting. So if I make funny faces or whatever, you can watch me. If you're listening to me, you can probably guess the funny faces that I make, ¿verdad? This is a bilingual podcast where we get raw and we get real on our stories of success, our stories of resiliency, going from survivor to thriver. All right, so let's get to it. What are we talking about today? What we're actually going to be talking about is how to celebrate by purchasing from Latina Mujerpreneurs. So it's an introduction to Hispanic Heritage Month. Obviously, if you want to know a little bit more about this, you can dive in a little deeper. But for now, you are going to get a little bit of history from this maestra. All right. So Hispanic Heritage Month is an annual celebration of the histories, the cultures, and the contributions of American citizens whose ancestors came from Spain, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Central and South America. The observation to this day or this month began in 1968 as Hispanic Heritage Week under President Lyndon B. Johnson. And by the time that it was celebrated and it was expanded by President Ronald Reagan in 1988 to basically cover a 30-day period starting on September 15th and ending on October 15th. Now, why September 15th? It coincides with Mexico's Independence Day, El Grito. El Grito is on September 15th, and then the party starts on September 16th. So that was the reason that they actually, you know, picked those dates. But it was enacted into law on August 17th, 1988, on the 100th anniversary of the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation, ¿verdad? All right, so, whoo, that was a lot. You know, education is my background. I've been an educator for a long time. Before I was an educator, somebody asked, and I'm going to take a little bit of a bird walk here. So I've repurposed my life over and over and over. I don't want to say retired, because retired to me means somebody that has nothing to do and is no longer feeling like they're valuable. So I have taken the word retired and thrown it out. No estoy retirada, ¿eh? No estoy retirada. So Hispanic Heritage Month, my friends, is an opportunity, but you thought I forgot, huh? You thought I forgot, but here it is. I was a professional dancer, and from a professional dancer, then I went into education. All right. Actually, I went into business first and then into education, and I've always had a business and been an educator at the same time. But let's go back to the issue at hand. Hispanic Heritage Month is an opportunity to celebrate the many contributions of the Hispanic Americans. Now, whether today in 2022 you call yourself Latinx, Latine, Latina, whatever it is, Hispanic, Mexicana, you know, whatever it is, back in the day, you know, it used to be Chicana. So it doesn't matter what you call yourself, you're Hispanic American to our country's history, culture, and economy. Your contribution is going to be celebrated this month. And today, believe it or not, there are more than 50 million Hispanic Americans living in the United States, and they are making up one of the largest ethnic groups in the country. Now, imagínense, si nos pudiéramos unir, si todos los hispanos, nos pudiéramos unir, híjole, qué fuerza tuviéramos en este mundo. All right. The celebration commemorates the histories, the cultures, and the contributions of Hispanic and Latino Americans. Whether you're first generation, second generation, third generation, or whether you're an immigrant, we are celebrating you. Mujerpreneurs, we are celebrating you. If you're just joining us, once again, my name is Marti Angel. I am known as the Latina Business Coach, and I help Latina bilingual mujerpreneurs find clarity and focus on who they serve so that they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock your six-figure biz. Why? Because I love helping people make six-figure incomes, especially my Latinas, who sometimes we don't feel like we deserve it, but we do. We do. right? So this month, Latinas, this month, mujerpreneurs, I want to celebrate you. And I want to celebrate you by sharing your business and your business journey. That's what we do this month. We, in Hispanic Heritage Month, we share about businesses, journeys, so that we can inspire other bilingual or Latina, monolingual the same, women of culture to pursue their entrepreneurial dreams. Now, let me tell you a little story about the word entrepreneur. So when I was a kid, I would sell things, right? My mom was a creator and she would do like the click clackers. Now I'm dating myself. She would do these resin things and they were the click clackers and I would, you know, sell them for her. And she would do like for Christmas, she would do these little tins with a really cute little tins that were decorated for Christmas. I would sell those. So I was always selling. I sold Christmas cards at the age of 6. So I was always, selling things, but I didn't know that there was a word. And I remember so very clearly in 6th grade, because I had just sold the click clackers. That's what they were called back in the day. And my teacher said to me, "Oh, aren't you a little entrepreneur?" And I thought, what the heck is that? Now, I have loved words. I am a word freak, okay? Oh my goodness. Okay, so here comes, aquí viene. Here comes the actual confession. All right, here comes the confession. I am confessing, estoy confesando que me fascinan las palabras. I love words. I used to study the dictionary. And so what I would do is I would pick a word from the A through C's and I would, you know, study those words. I would write them down, write their meaning, put them in a sentence, ask people that I knew how to use it in a sentence. And that's how I enhanced my vocabulary. And I remember when I learned the word entrepreneur, when she said, you're just a little entrepreneur. I thought, ooh, that's a cool word. It's bigger than 6-7 letters. Let me go look it up. I looked it up and I remember taking the ice plant and writing, I am an entrepreneur. I am an entrepreneur. So I wrote all over the sidewalk with the ice plant that I was an entrepreneur. Yeah. So, and look at me, here I am. I'm an entrepreneur, right? So for Latina entrepreneurs, Hispanic Heritage Month is a time to reflect on your roots and to celebrate your culture. Es un mes que es para celebrar tu cultura. Que estamos aquí en los Estados Unidos, pero no necesariamente tiene que decir que porque estamos aquí nos olvidamos de la cultura. We, my friends, many Latinas have overcome significant obstacles to build successful businesses by sharing their stories. And by sharing their stories, like when you come on this podcast, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, I love to share your story. Because why? Because I'm hoping that somebody listens to your story and they get inspired, right? They get inspired to move forward and they're more motivated to move forward. Because once again, remember that what I always say is, motivation is internal. Inspiration is external. So by sharing your stories, I'm hoping that you inspire other Latinas to pursue their entrepreneurial dreams. So that's what we do. That's what we do during the month. That's what I do all the time besides give you tips and tricks to rock your biz and live your best life. That's what I do here on the podcast. So if you know somebody, si conoces a alguien, una mujerpreneur that I really should have on this podcast, please drop me right here. If you're watching me on YouTube, drop me a comment below. Remember to hit that subscribe button so that you won't miss it. I go on live once a week. So it's really important that you really subscribe so you don't miss anything. But anyway, that's where this podcast, if you're listening to this, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, comes in. Because right here, we share the raw and the real stories from women, all mujeres, that have gone from surviving to thriving. So if you know a Latina entrepreneur, which I have coined the term mujerpreneur, that I need to have on the show, make sure to tag them in the comments below. Really important. Okay, so let's get back to the task at hand. What the heck, Marty? What is the Hispanic Heritage Month? And what are we supposed to do? Well, since Latina entrepreneurship is on the rise with more Latinas starting businesses than ever before, and in Spanish now, el espíritu empresarial de las Latinas va en aumento. It is growing con más Latinas iniciando negocios que nunca antes. So we have more Latinas initiating their businesses than ever before. So this month, once again, the month starts in the middle of the month, September 15th through October 15th. I challenge you, my listeners, my viewers, I challenge you to seek out a Latina entrepreneur like yours truly, because I am not just a podcaster. I am an entrepreneur. I have courses. I have coaching. I have journals. I'm an author. I'm also a network marketer. And, you know, to buy from your Latina entrepreneur friends. That way you help us as Latina mujerpreneurs, and at the same time, you're celebrating Latina entrepreneurs, helping us to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month, because it is the perfect time to celebrate Latina entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs. Think about it. These inspiring women, all the women that I've had on this show so far, have inspired me to be a better person, have inspired me to be, leader that's, you know, that's paving the path for other Latina entrepreneurs my age. And I say my age because there's a lot of young ladies out there under the age of 40 starting, pero mujeres over the age of 40, those are the women that think that they're lost, and they're not lost. Age is a chronological misnomer. Age, I know people that are 70 that act 10. I know people that are 70 that look like they're 25. And I know people that are 25 and they move like they're 70. I know people that are 30 and they act like they're 80. So age is just a number. Let go. You are ageless, you are timeless, no matter what age you are. And so these inspiring women that have been my guests on Mujer de Éxito Unbounded have overcome massive personal and societal challenges to create successful businesses. Now, let me share with you that success is individual. And that's for another podcast, because so many of us are deluded by what success is. But let's get back to Latina mujerpreneurs. Latina entrepreneurs are an important part of the Hispanic community. Amigas, chulas, hermosas. They are strong, son fuertes, they're independent, son independiente. These women have achieved success in spite of obstacles. Estas mujeres han sido exitosas, aunque hay muchos obstáculos que las hubieran parado. Latina entrepreneurs are role models for other bilingual and Latina women. And here's one thing I want to share with you. Not every Latina woman is Hispanic. And I know that sounds weird, but they don't identify as Hispanic. And not every Latina woman is bilingual. And that's okay. And not every bilingual woman is Hispanic, because my friend, who is my beautiful friend, she is Iranian and speaks Farsi, but she's bilingual. Actually, I think she's trilingual. But do you see my point? And that's who I serve, the bilingual and Latina women. That's why I say and. Bilingual and Latina women, right? And that's important for you to realize that there is no age to success. Can I repeat myself? There is no age to success. You may have success cuando tú ya te pongas las pilas y empieces, right? You've got to start to be successful. Tienes que empezar para sacar éxito. So all the Latina women that have gone before, all the ones that I'm going to have the opportunity to actually talk to, and I'm looking for a lot of guests during this Hispanic Heritage Month, but they show that it is possible to be successful in business, to be successful as a mujerpreneur, despite the challenges that they have faced. And there are a lot of challenges. Imagine if there's a lot of challenges already for the Latina mujer in corporate America, in education, the outside, in the job market. Imagine all of the same and more to become a mujerpreneur, to become an entrepreneur. So like I mentioned before, Hispanic Heritage Month is the perfect time to celebrate Latina entrepreneurs, and I challenge you to buy. Make it a point to buy from a Latina entrepreneur. Think about it this way. You buy from people you don't know. How many friends do you know that are Latina entrepreneurs that you could also buy from? You buy toothpaste over here. If she's a network marketer, why don't you buy the toothpaste from her this month? Why? Because we don't think that way. But I want to make sure that we start to tweak and start to really help, especially this month. This is your opportunity month to buy from a mujerpreneur. This month, I am dedicating a lot of their stories to this podcast because I want us to let us listen to their stories, because Latina entrepreneurs are strong, independent women who have achieved success in spite of obstacles. Este mes, me gustaría enfocarme en las mujeres latinas, mujerpreneurs, que han tenido éxito. ¿Por qué? Porque tienen una historia hermosa para platicar. They show, mujerpreneurs, bilingual, Latina mujeres, they show that's possible, that all that is possible and more to be a successful businesswoman despite the challenges. Now, one of the most important things that I believe that this month, Hispanic Heritage Month, has done for us is to help in recognizing the contributions of Latinas in business. As the United States celebrates Hispanic Heritage Month, it is important to recognize the contributions of Latinas in business as well. From small businesses to Fortune 500 companies, Latinas are making their mark as entrepreneurs and leaders. Think about it. How many beautiful, and I say beautiful because I'm tainted, because I'm a Latina and I love all the Latinas. I love all the women of culture. I love the colors that they all come in. They are beautiful. But now let's bring it in. Let's reel it in. What's this Hispanic Heritage Month about? Really, really, really. Let's talk about money.
Vamos a platicar de dinero.
That's such a taboo in the Hispanic community. That's such a taboo. It's almost as though we were talking about sex. Back in the day, money and sex were not talked about amongst Latina women. But now we are all talking about Spanglish. We're all talking about money. We're all talking about sex. And it's okay. Because we all know that money makes the world go round. So let me just bring in some money facts for you. According to a report from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation, are you ready? Latinas are the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs in the United States. Do you know that simply, we're in 2022, so imagine this stat was in 2017. Back in 2017, there were nearly 2 million Latina-owned businesses in the U.S. Now, let me clarify that business doesn't necessarily mean brick and mortar. That means that there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there, and for example, being a social media manager. Like one of my courses that's very popular is being a bilingual social media manager. And the other thing is network marketing. Why network marketing? Because the entry point is so low in terms of money. You could start a network marketing company for $200 or less. And you've got everything laid out, provided that you find a good coach and that, you know, your upline is really good and all of that. There's caveats to everything. But nearly 2 million Latina-owned businesses in 2017 were employing 3 million people and generating $684 billion in revenue. Mujeres, mujerpreneurs, somos chingonas, as my mom would say. Why? Because we, as we make money, we actually hire out and we employ others to help us. And because we know the struggles, the trials, and the tribulations of being a Latina in business, we can help others succeed. So, my friends, during this Hispanic Heritage Month, while Latinas have always been a driving force in the U.S. economy, they're often underserved by traditional financial institutions, and they lack the capital and business resources. Truly. But you know what's exciting about this month? I believe next week, but anyway, if it's not next week, it definitely is during this Hispanic Heritage Month. I get to interview a young lady who also is Latina, and she works for one of the largest Hispanic, one of the largest actually microfinance companies here in San Diego, and they've just expanded, but she's going to tell you all about that. And it's the issue of being able to find resources and knowledge by Latina, Latino, Latinx, Hispanic market. The resources are tough to find when it comes to applying for financial resources to fund their existing businesses or get the funding for their startup. Sometimes those resources are tough for the Latina, for the Hispanic community. They're not so readily available. So, from September 15th through October 15th, let us make sure that we make time to celebrate the Latina entrepreneurs. And during that time, because a podcast drops, there will be 4 podcasts that will be dedicated for right here on Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits, because that's what it means. there will be information for you to be able to take away and employ right away. Hispanic Heritage Month is my month to give back. I am a service leader. I love helping the underserved, the underprivileged, as I always have, and the underrepresented. Hispanic Heritage Month is a time to celebrate the culture and the contributions of Hispanic and Latina entrepreneurs. And this month, I honor the achievements of all these trailblazing businesswomen and the impact that they've made on our economy here in the U.S. So I'm going to ask you to join me in actively searching out a Latina-owned business and buy from them. Even if it's a simple toothpaste, buy from them. You are helping the small business owner. You are helping la chica. Vas a estar ayudando. Enfócate este mes. Te hago el reto de que encuentres, busques a alguien que es latina, que tiene un negocio y compres un producto de ellas. Solamente del 15 de septiembre al 15 de octubre, ese reto te lo hago yo. Take it from me, Marty Angel, when I share the orgullo that from starting their own businesses to becoming CEOs of major corporations, and my friends, not just CEOs of major corporations, but in the education. You know, when I was a principal, there were very few, and I don't think there were any Latina superintendents. So I want us to celebrate. Join me in celebrating Hispanic and Latina entrepreneurs that are making their mark in the business world. Keep on coming here. And you will hear, right here at the podcast, you will hear their success stories to inspire other women to pursue their dreams and prove that anything is possible. Sigan viniendo a escuchar durante este mes, bueno, y después del mes también, pero vengan a escuchar las historias de estas mujeres que están teniendo éxito en el mundo de negocios. Once again, listeners, I am so incredibly grateful. Viewers, I am so incredibly grateful. I ask you, all my listeners, all my viewers, that during this Hispanic Heritage Month, please help me in celebrating the accomplishments of these inspiring Latina entrepreneurs. And help me in supporting the growth of Hispanic-owned businesses by buying from all your Latina friends and mujeres. By doing so, we can help build a stronger economy for everyone. When you help somebody else win, you win too. Vamos, les voy a pedir que durante este mes, ustedes que siempre compren algo, busquen una mujerpreneur, busquen a alguien que tiene algo que vender, que sea mujer y que sea latina, y vayan y compren, latina, latino, vayan y compren. Si se toman el cafecito en vez de ir a Starbucks, por favor, vayan al cafecito de la tía María. ¿Verdad? So what does it mean for you? It means simple things like this. If you know somebody that, I know a lot of people that have started their own coffee shops here in San Diego. Instead of going to Starbucks, go there just for these 4 weeks, guys. Help us to build a stronger economy for everyone. So here I am. I love talking about Hispanic Heritage Month. If you found value in this show today, then I ask you to please help me share this message with others who need this information. Shameless plug, I think everybody needs this information. And remember that next week on the show, we will be addressing the aspect of being an entrepreneur and also give you some resources that can help you or someone you know get the resources and the help and support that you need as a mujerpreneur. Once again, I always ask you to join me and let's support that Hispanic Heritage Month. Please follow me on social, on also social channels at MartyAngel_ELC for Empowering Latina Coach. That's what ELC stands for. Marty with an I, MartyAngel_ELC, known as the Latina Biz Coach. Biz, B-I-Z, known as the Latina Biz Coach. As always, I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you. And I close today by telling you that you are the reason that I'm here. I wish you the best of everything. This is Marty Angel signing off. Have a great day. Gracias por estar aquí. Si me están viendo en YouTube, por favor, acuérdense la campanita allí. Por favor, háganle clic a la campanita para que cada vez que salga, que es una vez a la semana, este podcast, este show, ustedes estén en primera fila para escucharlo. Y si me están escuchando en el show, me están escuchando unas 2-3 semanas después del video, también les digo, por favor, sigan este show y que tengan un hermoso día. As always, have a beautiful day. Thank you, everybody. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.